Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with the 2024 draft edition of Monday Night Raw, broadcast live last night on USA Network from the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City, Missouri. In the main event, the team of Jey Uso, Andrade, and Ricochet defeated Finn Balor, JD McDonagh, and world champion Damian Priest of Judgment Day.
Jey Uso, top rope, Uso splash, cover on Balor. Is it enough to put him away? Uso with the win!
Priest closed the show by facing off with Uso, who he scheduled to defend the title against at Backlash. The draft continued with the first round seeing Raw acquire Gunther, Ludwig Kaiser, and Damage Control, while SmackDown got Jade Cargill and Kevin Owens. In other rounds throughout the evening, draftees were as follows. Raw drafted CM Punk, Braun Strowman, the LWO, Drew McIntyre, Judgment Day minus Damian Priest, Ilya Dragunov from NXT, New Day, Lyra Valkyria from NXT, Final Testament, and Bronson Reed. SmackDown drafted Bobby Lashley, The Street Profits, and B-Fab, as well as Tiffany Stratton, Legado del Fantasma, Shinsuke Nakamura, Naomi, the team of Piper Niven and Chelsea Green, Pretty Deadly, the team of Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell, DIY, and Blair Davenport from NXT. Special guests announcing the draft picks included Stephanie McMahon making her first appearance on Raw since 2022, Logan Paul, the ABA, Alundra Blaze, Teddy Long, and the Dudley Boys. Strowman also made his official return to WWE on the program, saving Jey Uso from an attack by the Judgment Day and Logan Paul, and confronting Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, a friend of Paul's, in the front row. Also on the show, CM Punk delivered an in-ring promo targeting Drew McIntyre.
Losers hope things happen. Losers pray for things to happen. Winners make it happen. And when I'm cleared, when I'm 100%, I promise you, I am going to make your life a living hell.
In title matches, Awesome Truth retained the World Tag Team title against Otis and Akira Tozawa, and Sami Zayn retained the Intercontinental title when his opponent Bronson Reed was disqualified due to outside interference from Chad Gable. Gable attacked Zayn during the match following a backstage segment in which Zayn had superkicked Gable. In other results, Gunther defeated Xavier Woods when Kofi Kingston threw in the towel, Liv Morgan pinned Nia Jax, and Candice LeRae beat Maxine Dupree. In All Elite Wrestling news, the company assigned former NWA World Women's Champion Camille, according to a report from Fightful Select. The report indicates that Camille, who entered free agency at the start of the year, was signed to AEW in February. Camille had previously been one of the most visible and prominent stars of the NWA under the Billy Corgan regime and held the women's title for 812 days. Her first major appearance was at the NWA 70th anniversary show in 2018, where she debuted as the bodyguard for Nick Aldis the night he regained the NWA world title from Cody Rhodes. AEW has hired a new director of live events. Jeremy Flynn will be filling the position previously held by Raphael Morphy, according to Fightful Select. Flynn was previously senior director of marketing and live events for professional bull riders. Morphy served as AEW live event director from June 2019 through December 2023 when he stepped down to take a position with the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. In ratings news, the draft edition of SmackDown pulled in a total audience of 2.143 million viewers to Fox, according to Programming Insider. That's down from the previous week's audience of 2.333 million. The rating in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic was a 0.58, also down from the previous week's 0.63. The episode was running against the actual NFL draft, which was being simulcast on ABC and ESPN. And turning to Japan, Night 7 of All Japan's Champions Carnival was held yesterday in Kurobe. Cyrus, Davey Boy Smith Jr., and Kenta Miyahara all won Block A matches. Miyahara leads the block with 10 points. Lord Crew, Rei Saito, and Suwama won their Block B matches. All three men are tied with Hideki Suzuki at the top of Block B with 6 points apiece. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the Wrestling News across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the Wrestling News. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.